Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Quite a damning report out yesterday from the NTSB on the Schoharie limo crash. Let's get right into it.
Sure. So we've been waiting for months and months, 2 years since this crash, and we're just coming up on the 2-year anniversary. We've been getting dribs and drabs at what the National Safety Transportation Board was finding out in its very in-depth investigation and review, and we've had numerous glimpses into it. But yesterday in Washington, D.C., they finally came out with what was called their final report on that horrible crash that killed all those people. So in essence, the report says Prestige Limo was irresponsible and failed to maintain the vehicle. You know, they lay the fault at the owner there. But they also heavily point the finger at these two state departments, DOT and DMV, and say that they failed at all these points along the way, even after in various inspections, the vehicle didn't pass, and it just kept going back and back. And the quote from the board member who did the presentation, he said, quote, each layer of protection designed to stop Prestige and stop this from happening failed. And so they very clearly talked about that the state had some responsibility in this. And in their reviews and in every check along the way, there was an opportunity to stop to get that vehicle off the road, and they didn't get it done. So we'd had a sense coming along that this would be the determination. It was even more dramatic and harsh than we originally had anticipated.
Let's go now, Miles, to the deficit that's happening in Schenectady. $12 million deficit. There's some tough decisions ahead, not only for Schenectady, of course, but for many communities reeling from the pandemic.
Yeah, so over the next month, all these local governments in New York State will be proposing and reviewing and then voting on their local budgets. And so in Schenectady, on Thursday night, the mayor, Gary McCarthy, is going to propose his budget. They're looking at now a $12 million deficit that has been caused by the pandemic. And this is mainly caused by just a huge hit in sales tax revenue, including the loss of the Rivers Casino, which last year gave them almost $3 million in tax revenue, but also 20% cut in some state aid that really helps their coffers. The mayor hasn't said exactly what he's going to talk about, but he told our reporter that this is in many ways more challenging than right after the Great Recession a decade ago. He said it came on more rapidly and the impacts were felt more quickly. So the two things he's looking at potentially here are some layoffs or some property tax increases. And obviously neither of them will be popular with taxpayers and also the city council, which will have to actually act and then vote on this budget. At least one council member, Lisa Perrazzo, has said she really wants to dip into their fund balance. This is a rainy day fund, she said, and right now it's pouring, and we really need to tap into that. On the other side of this sort of issue is the finance chair, John Palomini, who's saying we don't want to dip into it too much because it really could hurt our bond rating, and there's, you know, you don't want to rate it too much in case you have a second wave of this pandemic. They're going to have a public hearing about it, and they're talking about their first public hearing with in-person availability where they'll actually have it in city council, and that should start happening in about 2 weeks. So we'll watch for this.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.